Child Find is an ongoing awareness building for our community. This month is a focus on that awareness building to get the information out to the community, families, and children that both the school district and the infant learning program are federally mandated to build awareness about contact information for families and how they can get a hold of us if they have concerns about their child's development or delays.
Okay. This is something that happens on an annual basis, and this year it will be happening just ongoing throughout the month, or how does it work? Is there a set time for people to make appointments? Or?
Well, thank you for asking that, Joe. Actually, we are both Bridget Woodstock and myself are open for being contacted by a community member or family anytime during the year. This time in the month of November, we usually like to do a special awareness building to just get the information out to the parents and community that put a little bird in their ear that we are here for them.
Targeting parents with kids at what age group? All age groups, or when do you want kids or parents to be thinking about this?
Well, myself, working with the infant learning program, I work with children and families from birth to three. So the early intervention model is that if you have some concerns, it's never too early to talk about it with someone.
And I work with kids transitioning from Peggy's program at 3 until their 22nd birthday. Actually, we service kids. So it's never too early if you think something is not quite going as you think it should.
What are typical question marks that pop in a parent's mind about their child's development? What are some things that set someone off and say, maybe I should find out more?
And I think in response to that, for parents whom are their child's best teacher, that it depended on age, what may be a trigger for them, that is dependent on age. However, for parents of all age children, looking at communication, movement, social interactions, those are areas to take if you're just having a feeling that, don't know how my child is doing with those milestones at whatever age, that's a good indicator that if you would like to seek out further discussion, to give Bridget or myself a call.
Are there resources online or anywhere else that people can look up and find information about? Or
we have a lot of resources in our community for parents as far as child development in whatever area, as we were speaking earlier, social, emotional, mobility, learning, communication. The nice piece about our community is we all work together, our several agencies between the school district, the infant learning program, Petersburg Mental Health, Petersburg Medical Center, the public health nurse. So there are many resources. If you, as a parent, would like to give myself a call, Peggy Floro or Bridget up at the school, to get some direct contact information, we'd be more than happy to help and assist with that.